This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver International Airport is looking for artists to create works as part of its new concourse expansion. CPR Arts and Culture reporter Monica Castillo says the airport is now accepting applications.
The four artists or artistic teams chosen will make new public works for four different locations in DIA. One spot in Concourse B is reserved for Colorado artists. The other three commissions are open to artists from around the world. Colorado artists need to apply by September 7th, while the deadline for others is September 20th. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
The health department that oversees Douglas, Arapaho, and Adams counties is considering a partial or universal mask mandate in schools, and it's holding a public hearing today. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The department says a mask mandate would slow the spread of COVID-19 and better protect children under 12 who can't get vaccinated. They also have concerns that students who voluntarily wear masks may get bullied. COVID-19 cases have risen considerably since late June and early July in the Tri-County health area. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Other Colorado school districts that have announced mask requirements in buildings with pre-K through 6th grade students include Cherry Creek and Adams 12 5-star near Denver and schools in Eagle County. A team of about 30 University of Colorado Boulder students is building a machine that can dig a tunnel and do it fast. It's part of a worldwide contest hosted by a company founded by Elon Musk. The goal is drilling through about 100 feet of earth as quickly as possible. This is CPR News. And right now, it is 60 degrees in Denver this morning, and the high today will be 91. Start your day in a cardigan and end in a light tee, maybe a tank top, or at least that's my plan. I wore my favorite knit cardigan this morning. Grand Junction is at 75 degrees right now, and it'll peak at 95 this afternoon. Boulder right now is at 61 degrees and fair.